And the sequester has taken hold at midnight last night. Budget cuts automatic kicking in. President Obama signing that into law. We're joined now by Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports. Paul, welcome.
Good morning.
Well, we couldn't help but notice that the sun rose in the east this morning, and we have heard that certainly from the president that these budget cuts will throttle the economy. On the other side of the fence, we've heard, hey, it's just a 2% cutback. The government is still spending a lot of money. What will be the impact?
Well, the impact is obviously if you are one of these federal workers, obviously around here, that is an awful lot of people. They, in about a month or so, could be getting, unless they can figure a way out by then, will be getting a 20% pay cut. They will work one less day a week, and that will have a real impact. Now, the president warned yesterday that, look, this is not the apocalypse. It is going to be painful, however, and he still called it just dumb. But remember, this whole sequestration idea originated in the White House, and when you ask these folks, well, if it's such a bad idea, why did you cook it up? They said, well, because it's so bad, we thought that nobody would actually, let it come to this, and they would do less painful way of reducing the deficit. But it didn't come to that. So in some ways, the White House is to blame for this mess, I think.
Paul, let's talk about the defense cuts. We know that that's a big part of this sequester. What does history tell us about defense cuts, particularly after World War II, Korea, and Vietnam?
Well, there were big defense cuts after World War II, of course, when we demobilized after Korea. Eisenhower cut defense by about 30% at Nixon in the early 70s after Vietnam. And then, of course, the peace dividend in the early 90s after the fall of the Berlin Wall. Now, in each of those cases, Dick, it helped spark, if not the main contributor, at least it helped spark recessions in each of those cases of various durations and lengths. And there's no question that if you look at what GDP did in the fourth quarter, it only went up 0.1%. That's a revised figure. If you look at the Pentagon now absorbing half of these cuts, there's no question that it's going to have an impact on GDP going forward. No question about it.
Has the White House been asked? They talk about it having a deleterious effect, a bad effect on the economy. Yet the economy's not doing great now. I mean, it only grew, about 1% in the final 3 months of the year, which is hardly enough to keep up with, for example, moderate growth in the economy is like 3%.
Well, it went up 0.1%, and that was even before the end of the payroll tax in January, so that has had an effect. There was another data point yesterday that said Americans' disposable income declined by 4% in January, 4% less, and that's even before the sequestration effect takes place now. And keep in mind, gas prices are, about $3.70 nationwide, so there are all kinds of ways that Americans are being squeezed even before these government cuts.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports.